Hello.
Hi, this is Abigail. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, thank you. I wasn't sure if you found out already, but your father has a waiver. He was approved from the county for the services.
Oh, all right, cool. Because I had tried to call, and they had gave me the actual caseworker number that handled the case. And I called her and left her a message twice, but she still never called me back.
Oh my, yeah, so I see he was approved. I'm guessing no one reached out yet to let you know who the service coordinator is.
No.
Right? Okay, so let's.
Somebody had called me on Friday. Was that you? Was it Friday or Thursday? One of them days. But I had called back, but nobody answered. So I had left a
I did
message.
try calling you on Friday. I didn't see your message yet.
Yeah,
I
I
was
had
out.
called and I called back twice and I left a message, but
Okay. Either way, I just wanted to call in to see what's with the approval. So now that we have it, that's great. Do you want to call in now to Keystone to find out if they know who the service coordinator is?
Yeah, we can.
Okay, just a second, please.
Okay.
Contacting provider services. If this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. I'm Carrie, your virtual assistant. If you are a member, say member. If you are a provider or calling on behalf of a provider, say provider.
Provider.
If you are a Keystone First provider, say Keystone. If you are an AmeriHealth Caritas provider, say AmeriHealth.
Keystone.
If you are a Medicaid provider, say Medicaid. If you are a Medicare provider, say Medicare. If you are a
Medicaid.
Community Health Choices provider, that's Medicaid. Did I get that right?
Yes.
All right, how may I help you? Say things like claim status, prior authorization, claim payment, or check eligibility.
Check eligibility.
All right, let's transfer you for assistance. Thank you for your patience.
Please enter your Keystone First ID or recipient number. Please note that we can only accept current or past dates. Today's date should be used for all future dates. If you would like to use today's date as the date of service, press 1 now. Otherwise, please enter the date of service for which you're confirming eligibility by entering 2 digits. I could not find the eligibility status based on the information entered. To look up another member, press 1. To return to the main menu, press 9. To speak to a representative, press 0. To repeat, all right, let me transfer you to someone who can help. All calls are recorded and may be monitored for quality assurance and training purposes. If you do not wish to have your call used for these purposes, please inform your representative. Thank you.
Sonika, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello, thank you for calling Provider Services. This is Janae. May I please get your first name, last name, initial?
Hi, this is Abigail from Family First Care, the home care agency. I'm calling in with Shanika Williams about her father, Jerome Mayo.
About her father's General Mayo?
No, his name is Jerome Mayo.
Jerome Mayo.
All right, Abigail, go ahead with your last name, initial.
N as in Nancy.
Go ahead with your callback number.
267-551-7438.
Is there an extension?
No, that's my direct line.
Go ahead with the provider's MPI number.
I have the provider ID or the tax ID.
Go ahead with the provider's ID.
307-82894.
Can you give me that name of that facility again?
Family First Care.
And the last four, the tax ID?
Three, five, five, five.
And are you calling from the billing office or the provider's office?
The provider's office.
Go ahead with the member ID.
The Medicaid ID?
Either one. You can do the insurance member ID or state Medicaid ID.
Okay, 0020-332-755.
Please confirm the member's full name, including middle name, initial, and date of birth.
I have Jerome Mayo. Shanika, you have the initial?
What, his middle name?
Mm-hmm.
L. Levenstein.
Please confirm his date of birth. Abigail.
7/24/59.
And his mailing address
is 1455 North Edgewood Street, Philadelphia.
Is there another address for him?
Not that I have.
What is the Abigail, you mentioned somebody else was on the line. Who's the person that's on the line with you?
Shanika Williams, the patient's daughter.
Yes.
I can't hear. When two people are talking, it's hard for me to hear. What's the additional person, Abigail?
Shanika Williams, the patient's daughter, is on the phone.
And Abigail, are you aware of any other health insurance for the member?
Not that I know of. I see here that it's
all right. We are still on. Okay, we are showing additional health insurance coverages for the member, just so you are aware. And how may I help you today?
We wanted to know who the assigned service coordinator is for Jerome.
All right. Abigail, let me give you the So I do not see a service coordinator listed for this particular member. Are you aware if he ever had one at all?
Sorry? Can you repeat yourself? Sorry?
There isn't a service coordinator listed for the member. Are you aware if he ever had one?
So he just got the waiver recently, so it could be that the service coordinator didn't come up yet. But we are waiting to see who they are so that we can book an assessment.
All right. So I can give you an email address, and you can send over an email to find out what's going on with it. To see if he has been assigned one yet. Let me pull up that information. All right. It is L as in Larry, T as in Tom, S as in Sam, S as in Sam, U as in Umbrella, M as in Mary.
Can you repeat that again? I'm sorry. You can just say the letter. Yeah.
T-S-S-U-M at AmeriHealth.
L-T-S-M-M.
L-T-S-S-U-M.
Okay, I'll repeat that. L-T-S-S-U-M at AmeriHealth?
Yes. At AmeriHealthCaritas.com.
Okay, thank you.
Wait.
You'll want to include.
Make sure I got it correct, too. You said L-T as in Tom, S as in Sam, S as in Sam, U-M. As in Mary?
So this email address is only for providers. It's not for members.
Well, what am I on the phone for?
We're going to email them to find out who the service coordinator is for your father.
So you got to email them, not me. She's saying it's not for me.
I can email them. But
okay.
You can email them as well.
She just said it wasn't
for me. The email is only for providers.
Oh,
the
okay,
email is
fine.
Not for members.
Okay, I'm happy to email
them.
I'll email
Abigail.
Them.
Abigail, when you email them, you need to include the participant's name, the participant's ID, the provider's name, the provider's ID, your callback number, and the reason for your inquiry.
Okay, fine. Amazing.
All right. Is
okay,
anything
thank
else
you so
can...
much.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with before I let you go?
That's all. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure. Thank you for calling Keystone First Community Health Choices, and you have a wonderful day.
Okay, thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Tanika, I'm going to email them now, and then we'll try again tomorrow. Maybe someone will reach out by then or we'll get an answer, okay?
All right, that's fine.
Okay, take care.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.